Gracious Father, we thank you very much for bringing us to church this morning and the blessing we have received since we came. Thank you for the Sunday school and the blessings of the same.
Thank you for the worship service.
Thank you for special numbers. We are grateful unto you for the week that ended yesterday. Your blessings upon us spiritually, physically, materially, financially, health-wise, and no areas of our life, we are grateful to you. We thank you for joining mercies for those who traveled. We thank you for the services of last week, IVG, and the blessings of everything. We are grateful to you. Lord Jesus, we present ourselves before you this morning. We want to ask, there be anything in our life that is contrary to your precept. We pray that your blood will atone for us. Forgive us our sins and our shortcomings. May they come under your blood. We
are with us today. And bless the services as it continues. Bless this morning service, the afternoon service, and your servants, every other place, your servant that have gone to Bakata, be with him and bless him.
And Lord, bless your children today, dear Father. Draw us closer unto you. Give us more revelation. Heal the sick and the afflicted. May you deliver the oppressed. Increase our faith in your word. Thank you, eternal Father. When the services of today will come to its end, may we all go home happy and rejoicing that you have been gracious to us. Those who are not here physically, maybe on account of health, we ask that your presence will be with them, that you take away disease and affliction from your people and deliver your children, dear Father. Those who are hooked online, may you bless them also. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Without prayer, grace, you go. Go in each with staff in hand. Go in at King's command over hills and plains and valleys. For we are going to his path. We are going. Waiting to receive us, Christ is waiting. bride, the better love. Christ is waiting to receive all in the bride, the better
love. Why would we remain standing? Let's open our Bible to the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 13. Read from verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 40 and 2 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, and tongues, and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwelt therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and receiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those. He deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had been wounded by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. Yes, a man. And its number is 666. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Sorry for keeping you standing for a long time. And trusting that that will help those that easily fall asleep to be a bit awake. Last Sunday, we are descending gradually to the end of this sermon. Then we'll take one service to just summarize. That's all. Last Sunday, we dwelt majorly on Revelation 17. Mystery Babylon. So today, we've come now to Revelation 13 to see their link and then the current situation that we are in. Remember that the subject that we are on is the revelation of the man of sin, which we've been taking our text from Isaiah and also 2 Thessalonians. Now let me read a couple quotes as we continue. I want to read from Why Are We Not a Denomination? Paragraph 38. Scarlet in the Bible represents royal. The color scarlet means red. And beast represents power. Did you notice? The beast come up out of the sea. That was in Revelation the 13th. And when you see the beast coming up out of the sea, it meant that this power was raising up among the people. But in Revelation 13, now the prophet meant Revelation 17, that in the previous phrase I read. Okay. Say, but in Revelation 13, because the beast in Revelation 17 came up out of the sea. We said all that last Sunday. Did we still remember? Only about two or three people said. You checked last week's sermon. As if you will not find it there. But we will see, repeat them today. In Revelation 13, when this lamb came up, he came up out of the earth. No people. United States. Now, Somebody might intellectually ask a question that United States
America
is a populous nation. Why is the scripture referring to it? That is where this place there is no people, this and that. Just keep that question in your left hand like this. We'll come back. But then after, he had two little aunts, civil and ecclesiastical powers. And then he received power and spoke like the dragon did before him. So you just got to mark it down. We are coming into a religious persecution with the same things that they did in pagan Rome many years ago. For it is thus saith the Lord. That last phrase, we also still come back to it as we proceed. Question and answers. 1954, May 15, paragraph 74. And here the Bible speaks that the United States, we picked it up in prophecy, come up like a lamb, freedom of religion, and directly they united those things together. And he spake like a dragon, and exercised the same power the dragon had before him. That is the USA. That is right. Acts of the Holy Spirit, paragraph 87. And after this, we'll read from the Seven Churches book. Acts of the Holy Spirit, paragraph 87. I believe one of these glorious days, when this united confederation of church goes together, and the new Pope is brought out of the United States and put over there according to prophecy. We read these few quotes recently, and I said, which prophecy? It is scriptural prophecy. Revelation 13. We are coming back into more details. Then they will form an image like unto the beast. And I tell you, the true church of God will be drove together. The real true believers out of Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Nazarene, Pilgrim Holiness, whatever they will be, we go together and cemented by the love of God. That will make the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the believers, and agnostics, and shallow-minded, will be cast to one side. They will go right on into the confederation of churches. I just read these few quotes to remind us that the prophet did say that according to prophecy, that one of these days, that a pope will come up in the United States. Then we are going to now look now at that Revelation 13 properly. Last Sunday we went into details of Revelation 17. Don't we? Right. So now we want to read from the Seven Churches book, page 234. To 238. 234. You search with Right here, I will be getting ahead of myself. It's in Thyatira Church. Right here, I'll be getting ahead of myself. The last paragraph. I'm not sure. I know. The last paragraph of this page. Okay. Are you there? All right. Good. Right here, I'll be getting ahead of myself. And maybe I ought to reserve this for the message on the last age. What the prophet is saying is that this portion belongs to the last age. But it seems just right to put it in now because it deals so clearly with organization. And what is going to happen through it, and I want to warn you. Revelation 13, 1 to 18. We just read that. So I'm going to jump this reading now. Or the prophet read Revelation 13, 1 to 18, everything here. So I jump now to after that scripture, which is now page 236. Just jump the scripture, that's all. This chapter shows the power of the Roman Catholic Church and what she will do through organization. Remember, this is the first vine. Let it name the name of the Lord. It does so only in a lie. Its headship is not of the Lord, but of Satan. It finally ends up completely identified with the beast. The awe riding on the scarlet beast distinctly shows our power is the God of force, Satan, and not our God, the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 17, it emphatically shows that she will gain absolute control of the commerce of the earth. Let me read that verse 17 for you. Say, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So that verse is what the prophet is referring to here. He said it emphatically shows that she will gain absolute control of the commerce of the earth. For no man can buy or sell apart from her. This is borne out in Revelation 18, 9 to 17, which shows an involvement with kings, princes, merchants, all of whom have to do with Rome and commerce. In Revelation 13, verse 14, we learn that the beast spreads his influence through the image which was built for him. The image that is made is a worldwide ecumenical council, which is best known as WCC, or the World Council of Churches. That is the image that is erected unto the beast. Are we together? Wherein all the organized churches we get together with the Roman Catholics. They are doing it even now.
It is quite possible this union will come in order to stop the power of communism. But since communism like Nebuchadnezzar has been raised up to burn the flesh of the harlot, Rome will be overcome and destroyed. When we are teaching chapter 17, we also talk about that. The communist countries, Russia and the rest of them, that's why Brother Abraham said, it is Russia that will destroy America. God told him in 1933, put your eye on Russia, the king of the north. Take note that everywhere the Roman church went, communism followed. It has to be that way. And let me warn you now, don't get thinking communism is your only enemy. No, sir. It is the Catholic Church also, and even more so. Now let us read Revelation 13, 1 to 4, and compare this with Revelation 12, 1 to 5. And the prophet wants to bring out the dragon. Just listen. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. It's still the same description that was described in Revelation 17 that this one is talking about. The seven heads are still the seven heels, and the horns are still the dictators, as we refer to in Revelation 17. Now let's follow. Upon his horns, ten crowns, and upon his head, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were wounded unto death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Revelation 12 now. Now we have now read Revelation 13, 1 to 4. Now listen to Revelation 12, 1 to 5. The prophet wants us to compare the two. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child cried, traveling in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, the same description, and seven crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the top part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour a child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And a child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Now the prophet said, Satan and his satanic religion are in both of these beasts. In Revelation 14, the beast that was wounded unto death. In Revelation 14, where that's what the what was it? It's 13. Okay, where is it here? Yeah, for something 14 is sitting here, but it's a mistake, typographical error. It's 13 really. The beast that was wounded unto death, but lived again, is imperial pagan Rome that fell to the onslaught of the barbarians and thereby lost her temporal power. But she regained it in Papa Rome. That is the head that was wounded unto death, but he revived. It was when it was pagan Rome that he was attacked. But he revived when he turned religious. And we have talked about how he turned religious, beginning from the so-called conversion of Constantine. Right. Do you see it? The nation that ruled by crushing all, and which became the strongest empire ever known, was finally wounded to death. It is Rome that has been crushing everything. Her power was gone physically as to control by armies, but under Constantine, she came back to life. I think we understood very well, we remember very well all that we said about Constantine. Through the first church of Rome, when he wanted to, like he was campaigning for a position, or pardon me, or he had a battle before him, and he asked the Christians to pray for him, and when they pray for him, he won it, and then thereafter, he now enter into that church, begin to do things for them, become patron and on and on and on and on like that, until that church became a pagan church, the first church in Rome. That was why the second church in Rome came up, and the third church also. Because when the believers could not get these ones to leave their idolatry, they have to go and start their own separately. That's how the second church in Rome started. And then they, by extension, they also form another church, the true church, making the third church. But the first church, which was actually founded by apostles, because they are turned to idolatry now, they are the ones that grow up to become the Roman Catholic Church. Right. Let's go ahead. But under Constantine, she came back to life, for Papa Rome has infiltrated the whole world, and her power is absolute. She uses kings and merchants, and her deadly religious and financial strength. She is governing as the goddess of this present age. I'm reading slowly because I want us to catch the understanding. I could preach it, but you will not get it. But we'll still summarize later. She is also the dragon. That is Rome now. That stood waiting to devour the man child. Herod tried to kill the Lord Jesus and failed. Later, Jesus was crucified by Roman soldiers, but now is caught up to the throne. That's Revelation 12 that the prophet is interpreting. Open your eyes. This one you shake, you did not hear what I said. If I call your name to tell me what I just said now, everybody will be looking at you. Open your eyes. Now, along with what I have just said, recall the vision of Daniel, the last part of the image. The last world power was in defeat. We spoke about the image before, didn't we? The head of gold, the breast and the arms of silver, the belly and thigh of brass, the legs of iron, and the feet part of iron and part of clay. We have gone through that. Let me read the last thing. The last part of the image, the last world power, was in defeat. That was iron and clay. See, the iron is the Roman Empire, but now it is no longer solid iron. Clay is mixed in it, yet it is there, and running world affairs in both the democratic nations and the more despotic ones. The Roman Church is in every nation. It is mixed up in it all. That is the explanation or the interpretation of that part of the vision that Daniel saw. Of course, it's Daniel that saw the vision. Nebuchadnezzar dreamed. And the prophet said, a dream that is interpreted is a vision. And then the prophet also said that before a dream can be correctly interpreted, that the interpreter has got to see that dream as a vision before he can interpret. So Daniel has to see the dream of Nebuchadnezzar over in a vision before he interpreted. You follow me to this point? Let me give you a little something on the iron and clay. Remember when Khrushchev beat issue on the desk at the UN? Well, there were five Eastern nations there and five Western. Khrushchev spoke for the East and President Eisenhower for the West. In Russia, Khrushchev is clay. And Esenyawa means Ayo. The two main leaders of the world, the two big toes of the feet of iron and clay, were side by side. We are in the end of it all. I wish you understood that. We are the feet of the image. I remember that it is at the end of this last government that the stone is cut out without hands, and we hit the image at the feet, not on the edge. He will eat it at the feet. And when he eat it at the feet, it will crumble the whole thing. And what you just see is like powder. So you not see anything. Then in his place, that stone will become a mighty mountain. That's the first square city. That is the government that is to be set up that will have no end, according to scripture. We are the end of the earthly government. In verse 4, it asks, who is able to make war with the beast? Now, there are at present some great names in the world. There are some mighty nations. But right now, Rome is calling the tune. The Pope is in the driver's seat. And his power is going to increase. No one can war against him. That is one man in the world. He's not a president, but he's a ruler. The honor that is bestowed him is greater than all presidents. The old Vatican City is not more than like from LA to this side like this. There is no big deal to that way in whatever. But the money that is sunk there, and the money that comes there on daily basis all over the world, no country has it. The prophet told us that USA has been in debt ever since. One time that I checked the debt profile of US, I think it was then $32 trillion. That is what Trump brought this man to come and put some policies to help him to do something to it. Well, this is a rich friend. Elon Musk. But because you can't work against prophecy, you can see that their relationship did not last. Not only that, some of the policies have been reversed. Because prophecy is beckoning, is watching everything. And the prophet had told us that when U.S. become bankrupt, it is the Catholic Church that will bail them out. That is when they will now become the real dictator. May the Lord give us understanding. Verse 6. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy. In bracket now, teaching for the doctrine the commandments of men. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, having a form of godliness, and denying the power thereof. He blasphemed the name of God, changing that name to Titus, and refusing to do otherwise. Verse 7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Persecution. Death to the true believer. And all in the name of the Lord. In order that the name of God be blasphemed. Even as it is in Russia. Because of what the Catholic religion did there. Verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth, all whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, shall worship him. All means all. Whether they are in the periphery of the message, when you see stubborn spirit in the message that does not want to follow some teachings in the message, don't worry yourself. They will worship the beast. Because if your name is in the Lamb Book of Life, and it struck your eye by revelation, you will know that in every age there is one man in the hands of God. Because in the, like you are just going, brother, we just started it again. Revelation 1, the seven stars in his right hand, the messenger of the seven church ages, the elect of every age, they will recognize their own messenger. And they will follow what he says. But if your name is not in that book, you will not have revelation of what he is saying. You will just, when you are feeling the breeze of the lake of fire, you will know something is bad. The breeze from the lake of fire, when it's blowing coming, you know that a whole lot is bad, but what you are saying is not bad. Thank God the sheep will not worship him. Oh, wonderful. You know why I laugh?
Yeah, my dear brother.
The prophet said,
will you wear
shepherds?
Exactly.
They don't only have sheep.
They have other
animals
too,
that they also take care of. He said, but the difference is that at night, it's only the sheep that are packed into the corral. And then the shepherd lie down at the door, so that nothing crosses inside to go and meet any of the sheep. Because you have to cross the shepherd, and you have to set you together there. He said all others like cattle, and he said they are all in the open field. They are in the open field. It's only the sheep that is inside here. You understand that? Everyone but the very elect will be deceived. Everyone, irrespective of your status on earth, irrespective of how smart you think you are, as long as you are here on earth and you are not an elect, you will be deceived. But they will not be deceived. That's the elect now. For they hear the shepherd's voice and they follow him. That is the importance of following what the messenger have said. That is the voice of the shepherd. That's why the prophet preached a sermon that entitled "The Voice of God in These Last Days." He said there are so many voices in the land. He said, but in the midst of it, there is also the voice of God. Now then, see this. What we have been trying to show you, this seed of death that started in the first age, this seed of organization has finally grown into the tree in which every foul bird is lodged. That started with Antichrist teaching. The prophet said it started with a thought. People's thinking. Now if you do it like this, I think it's not bad. Then they do it like that. That is why the message where it is preached in its purity is hard. Because our nature as human beings, we all have our ideas. And we think our idea is the best. Up to today, majority of us, we are still struggling with our ideas. Some of these ideas, some have manifested it even today. Today, 9th of August, 2025. It is today, 10th of August. Personal ideas. I won't go into all the details. Say we should come 8 o'clock. If somebody come 8:30, you see really bad. At least service have not started. It's your idea. Now we could get, excuse me, we could have some situations that we cannot remedy that happens once in a while. But when something becomes an habit, it is your belief. And until you pour yourself on such belief, you will never overcome it. This one deals heavy blow. Isn't it? I won't talk more. Because if I go more, it will cause more wound. But let's just move forward. May the Lord be our help. I want to make the rapture. I was reading this morning in a quote, I think in Mark of the Beast. Brother Abraham said, he doesn't want to hide anything from the people that God showed him. He said, because if he does, at that day, he doesn't want any voice to rise up to him. I said, Brother Abraham, if you have told us this thing, we will have followed it. He said, doesn't want that. Neither do I want that. Yes. There is no 2 minutes that I want that one. That is why the sermons are hard. You might think it's only hard on you, congregation. It's hard on us also as ministers. It is not easy. But Jesus Christ, the prophet said, he made his body subject to the spirit that was inside of him. Yes. All of us have to bring ourselves subject to the word of God to be a full reflector of Christ. But you follow your ideas, you will see where it will end you. In spite of her claims that she is the giver of life, she is the giver of death. Her fruit is death. They that partake of her are death. This mighty world church system that fools the world, that in her is physical and spiritual salvation, deceives and destroys the multitudes. But not only is she dead personified, but this dead carrion creature will be itself put to death with death, which is the lake of fire. Oh, that men will perceive what their end will be by remaining in her. Come out of her. For why will ye die? May the Lord be our help. I want to read from question and answer 54:05:16. Lord having a shadow. I want to read some quotes, few quotes to explain dragon. Some of these terminologies, we don't want to be left in darkness about them. We talked about the terminologies in Revelation 17 last week. Okay, paragraph, go to paragraph 101. They just go to where the scripture, go up and then, yeah, to where that scripture is. Alright. And the woman fled into the wilderness. Now this is Revelation 12. We read something about it recently now. Okay. Where she had a place prepared of God. God prepared America for freedom of religion. That she should be fed there 1,203 score days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought against his angels. The dragon. Who was the dragon? Congregation says Satan. And what nation did it represent? Congregation says Rome. So sometimes when you hear the prophet talk about the dragon being Satan or Rome, he's talking the same thing. God, that is the current seat of Satan. That is the mystery Babylon. Babylon that is not in the physical map, but mysteriously named Babylon. Yeah. And he had angels. Didn't the Bible say that in the last days that the ministering spirits of the devil will be like flaming angels? But if they speak not according to this, Let them alone. The devil will transform his messengers into angels of light and organize right back, just exactly like Rome did. Brother, sister, I don't see where you could find a loophole in that. God has just got it all word up there, right here in his word. There it is. And Michael, the next paragraph, the archangel, the great one that stands in the presence of God and his angels, fought against Satan and his angels, the red dragon. And that was the church that has led, that is led by the Holy Spirit and the angels of God, fought against the organization and its angels and ministers of light. See how it is just perfect. Now the prophet is talking about Revelation 12. Actually came to read this place because of the dragon. We have seen some other quotes. And the prophet called USA the wilderness, where the woman fled. Now listen. When we spoke about Revelation 17, the prophet told us it's a woman according to scripture. Is that correct? Here is Revelation 12. He's talking about a woman. The prophet said that this USA is not only here the prophet made this statement to. There are other places he made the statement also, which I still read them this morning. But I don't want to be too much diverted now. I just feel like saying something there. If any question comes up, we'll go more into it. But the prophet said, America was owned by India before. And they were idol worshippers. That they were driven away from that place by the forefathers of America. Because they wanted to come to that place where they could have freedom of religion. And that is why you hear they say America today is land of freedom. That is how it started. Not now. Freedom of religion. And the prophet said that is what started America, and he compared them to Israel, how they have grown up and the rest of it. The time is severe on itself. We have not reached anywhere at all to what I thought I will push in today. Don't worry. I was reading something here. Okay. Paragraph 103, right? Okay. See how it is just perfect. If they are speaking, I'm reading from paragraph 103, not from the beginning. I've read some of it now. I've not read paragraph 103 at all. Okay, let's start all over. 103. And Michael the archangel, the great one that stands in the presence of God and his angels, fought against Satan and his angels, the red dragon, and that was the church that is led by the Holy Spirit. We have read that. And the angels of God fought against the organization and its angels and ministers of light. See how it is just perfect. If they are speaking, not of something up into glory, he is speaking of spiritual beings in Rome. The red dragon that stood before the woman to devour her child. And they prevail not. Neither was any place, neither was there found any more place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. Amen. 57:10-06.
question and answer on Hebrews. Paragraph 737, 57:10-06. Paragraph 737. That is the reason I say that the Antichrist comes out of Rome. The beast comes out of Rome. It can't come out of Moscow. Moscow is Russia. It comes from Rome. The red dragon that stood at the woman to devour her child as soon as it was born. That devil. Where was that devil? Who was it? This devil lives in human
beings.
Caesar Augustus that sent forth and killed all the children from 2 years old down. If you not be devil, if it's not devil, how can you just give instruction to go and kill children 2 years down? Because you are looking for only one person. You cause sorrow. The red dragon. The dragon, beast means power. The Roman power persecuted and tried to find that Christ child. Maybe I will read just two and leave this and go forward. Okay. The anointed was at the enter. Paragraph 329. Notice a trinity. The dragon. How many knows what the dragon was? Prophet said it was Rome. How the dragon stood before the woman to devour a child as soon as it was born. That's right. What does beast mean in the Bible? Power. All right. False prophet. A false prophet. A false anointed one. When you know these terminologies, by the time you read your scriptures and you are now putting them there, you can now read with understanding. Because the dragon gave him his power. The dragon is Rome.
Dragon is sorry, Rome name.
Amen. Now let us read from the 4C and then maybe we leave this and move to another place. I see other quotes I put in their box. I look at that time, I see that it's not just friendly. No, I won't even read itself. Let's go ahead. Let's jump on this. Want to speak briefly about the beast. The beast. You will hear about the beast and the rest of it. Though we have talked about it, but I just want to bring some few quotes of the prophet out. Why are we not a denomination? Paragraph 69. He said, now watch. Listen to this. Just a minute. Five kings which is falling. Five kings. If you want that from history, I'll show it to you. We have gone through that. One is one, one to come. Now watch the beast. Now the beast wasn't a king. He was one which is and is not and yet he is. And is not. Yet he is. And is not. What is it? Succession of the popes. A power.
a beast ruling. That is when pagan Rome was converted to make papal Rome. Pagan Rome was converted, and then it became the papacy, which they had a pope in the stead of a king, and the pope is his spiritual king. That is the reason he is crowned. That is why Pope wears crown. You follow to this point? Spiritual king claims to be the vicar of Jesus Christ. There you are. Now notice. The 7th week of Daniel, paragraph 123 and 124. 70th week. Okay. There is one man in the world can stop a war or begin a war by saying one word. That is the Pope. What if he said, no Catholic take up an arm? That's it, you see. Brother, talk whatever you want to. Biggest part of the world of Christendom is Catholic. You go and check your Google and see the statistics. At least 1.4 million. 1.4 billion, I mean to say. Catholic faithfuls. We are not talking of church goers in Catholic. We are talking about Catholic faithful. Now, Catholic faithful. When somebody is a faithful Catholic, if God doesn't deliver the person, he can never come out. They used to call them die-hearted Catholic. Their priesthood and the rest of it, when people go for training to be a priest and the rest. The prophet said, you have to sell everything, both your soul, spirit, and body to Catholic. Completely. By taking an oath. Yes. Let him say one word. That is what it is. Just like they said over here, we get into it later. Who is able to make war with the beast? Who can speak like him? Who can do it? Then let us make an image unto the beast. That is the confederation of churches. Make an image like it. See, confederation, confederate the denominations together, which they have already done it. Listen, before they started, now this one, maybe it's 1961, many years back, when there have never been the thought of it rise up in anybody's heart, the prophet have already spoken about it, that it will get to that spot. It has never existed as a thought in anybody's heart. But he has given it as a prophecy that this is what the whole thing will lead to. He was still on the BBC preaching when he started. And he was saying it. And he said, when he takes his full authority, and then we are heading towards tribulation, when he's everybody is worshiping him. He said the evangelicals, They will fulfill the truth that they know. They wash their hand from it. Because you remember when we started this teaching from the beginning, it is do or die of fear. Now the Pope is still gentle. It will not continue like that. In St. John 13, the Bible says, a man that has been in the church of Jesus Christ for more than 3 years, following them in every service, witnessing all the miracles, the signs and the wonders, saying amen to the sermons and the rest of it, the Bible said, Satan entered into him. Satan is going to literally enter into the Pope. Oh, we are just at the end. That is all there is to it, friend. We are here at the end. See, let us make an image to the beast, something like it. An image is something that looks like something. See, now we are at the end time. Of course, like we read in the last verse of Revelation 13, he says, here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. He didn't say it is the number of man. He said it is the number of a man. A man means that there is a particular man. And he says his number is 666. And we have drawn it the other time. I don't think we need to do that one again. Like we said, up to today, I can't understand why Roman figures were introduced. Up to now, let somebody anywhere tell me the usefulness of that thing. We have the figures that you can list from 1 to trillion. We have ABC that you can number, use to number to Z. Why bring in Roman figure, which is a Latin word? What is the language there? That's the language. Why do they bring it and every country accepted it? It is because part of the revelation of the word of God is connected to it. If the country did not learn it, this mystery here will not be revealed. God is wiser than the wisest. Yes. He has to make sure. Is that the only figure that all the countries in their languages have? Yoruba has figures. Oka, Egi, Eta, Eni, Anu.
Efa, Eje, Ejo, Es, Ewa.
You are past where I reach. Why don't they use Yoruba? Why don't they use Igbo? Ofu. That is one. Abo. Ato. That's how they have it like that one. A day for all the languages. Calabar has their own. That is also how all the countries in the world have their own. Why adopting Roman O?
Oh, kati
And nobody asks questions. And nobody queries. And nobody says it's not necessary. What are we using it for? Up to now, it is only numbering. We only use it for numbering. That's all. Nothing else. When we can use 1, 2, 3. It's part of the world. That happened because there is Revelation chapter 13, verse 18. That in interpreting it, it is needed. You now want to tell me that God is not God. May God be merciful unto us. Somebody asked the prophet a question. In the COD, question 33. That's 1954-515. He said, what are the Latin words over the Vatican City? We want to know how they add up to 666 and what they mean. It's a question somebody asked. That's what. Well, the Latin was isn't over the Vatican City. It's over the throne of the Pope. Where he sits on his throne. It is wrote up there. Vicaris Filii Dei. If you wish to, in the morning, I'll bring it, wrote out, everything, and put it on a piece of paper. And if you want it, why? I'll bring it to you in the morning. Where you can spell it out in Roman letters. Vicaris Filii Dei. The word means instead of the Son of God. He is the successor to the Son of God. In other words, instead of the Son of God. Remember we read in Romans. In 2 Thessalonians. Let's go back and read. That's why we have been reading that scripture all along. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together unto him, that you be not so shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, this man of sin, this son of perdition, is the one that opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God, seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, instead of the Son of God. You follow to this point. Let's read from this Church Ages. Church Ages. Philadelphia Church Age. Spirit 3:14. I'm just reading one paragraph out of it. It starts with, furthermore, the elect will not only be kept, but as this move becomes the image erected to the beast, the saints will be gone in the rapture. And this little delightful winsome movement that started out in fellowship at Ephesus will become the monster of Satan that defies and deceives the whole world. for the church system of the Roman Catholic and the Protestant in coming together, we control the whole weight of the world system and force the whole earth into its religious trap. Or we kill them by refusing them the privilege of buying and selling, whereby they will make a living. Don't use your head knowledge that when I have properties, I will go and be selling secretly. You can't sell secretly. This country has shown us a little thing before. That we have money in the bank. We are only looking at it like a picture. No assets. They give you what we can withdraw. They give you what you can transfer. Satan is more clever than that. And let us put Satan aside, self. Remember that this is God's program. As it is God's program, He will make sure that everything works in His place. From all we have been, you can see preparation has made for some of His word to come to pass. That time, when they say you don't have a mark, you know, okay, today now, suppose you want to go to bank, you say, I don't have BVN, and I withdraw money. Will you withdraw money? In the day of COVID, if you don't have COVID card, can you travel? You can't do nothing. You will have money, you will just be pauper as church rat. The only way is for you to just bow to the image of the beast. And then you will take the mark of the beast. We are coming soon. This will be accomplished simply for the Allah's daughters are all but gone back to her. In the meantime, Rome has acquired nearly all the supplies of gold. The Jews have the bonds and all the paper. At the right time, the Allot will destroy the present day money system by calling in all the paper and demanding gold. The day they say that this money is no more lingua franca, a legal tender, I mean to say. This is $1. When they say it's no more legal tender, if you have $1 billion in your house, it's only one announcement. That is all. If they tell you, okay, if you want to sell something, and you still have to go through bank to sell, you will still have to follow the line that they have said. You just find out that you cannot sell. Except you have the requirement. Don't wait for that time. Be among those that will be out of air. We will have the breeze of it. We see, we are coming to that. We have the breeze. Just to display the power that God put in us to display. After that, we disappear. Then the prophet said, that time when the bride leaves, he said the Holy Spirit is withdrawn. The governor that is sitting on his throne this morning, the presidency, the ministers, all of them, what made them to wake up this morning and they are in good health? It's because the Holy Spirit is still here. They don't know that there are some people the neglected that is responsible for their daily existence. They don't know. When the bride leaves, the Holy Spirit leaves, the drugs will no more work. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit here that is making the drugs to work. Because the prophet said, anywhere healing comes, it comes from God. And when the Holy Spirit is withdrawn, all of them can no more walk. You swallow them, you are swallowing poison. Maybe you don't know the order we put inside, that all of them are poison. It is only God that is making them to do what they are doing. Okay. They will destroy the present day money system by calling all the paper and demanding gold. With no gold, the system falls. The Jews will be trapped and come into the alliance. And the Allied Church will take over the whole world. The prophet has told us that Rome is going to form an alliance with the Jews. The reason for it is to collect what is in the hand of the Jews. Oh, merciful God. Let me read another one. Oh, my. Let me see it. Oh. Okay. Resume of the ages. It's page 376 to 377. Chapter 10 of the Seven Church Age book. Then the beginning of it is the first church groups will come together. The first church groups will come together. When you type that one, go and check the one that is in the resume of the ages. Have you seen it? If you did not see it, type image related to the beast. And go and pick it from the resume of the ages. Have you seen it? All right. The first church groups will come together in a world council of churches. This world council of churches is the image erected to the beast. Is that clear? Simple and straightforward. Revelation 13:11-18. The prophet read it all again. Let me quickly read, because the and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, prophet said, that is USA.
And the two arms is civil and religion.
And he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him.
That is what Rome did. That is what USA will do. When Pope comes out of United States, the present Pope is from United States of America. There is not going to be any time that they will carry the seat of Vatican to US. No. But a native of the United States will be sitting down in the Vatican, which is happening now. All that is left now is the anointing to come on him when the time is right. Remember, Judas was in the church of Jesus Christ and everything continued normally when Jesus was preaching. There's one of you that will betray me. He lived with there. Another time you drop another statement. Until one day, John put his head on his bosom, which the prophet said represented the bride. Then Peter, knowing the relationship between the bride and the groom, they are sitting at the same table. But Peter asked John, ask him. Why didn't Peter ask? Because Peter did not represent the bride. It is John that put his head on his bosom that represented the bride. He said, ask him, who is the person? That is the day he spoke plainly. He said, this call, when I saw anybody I give is the one. I'm sure the church that everybody will open their eyes. Those who are sleeping, they will open their eyes. As he saw like that, he gave it to Judas. He had been dropping it before in parable. But that day, because the matter hit a point where I can no more hide it, any secret you don't get from a wife, you can't get it again. Alright. Yes, as I said, all the power of the fourth beast before him, and caused the ants and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he dwelt great wonders, so that he make a fire come down from heaven on the sight in the earth in the sight of men. Okay, I'm coming back. And deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had vowed to do in the sight of the beast. These are not miracles of healings. It's the atomic weapons. That is why nations are respected. Now, it is not every country, no matter their resources, that have the authority to have a nuclear power. It's not all nations. That is why U.S. said that Iran cannot have nuclear power. That's why they went to bomb it. They have the materials. They have the brains. They have the resources. But U.S. said, because U.S. is the police of the world, U.S. said they can't have it. They might go and start it again. U.S. is spying it. When they get to supply, it will bomb it again. It will be a wasted effort. That is the miracle he is doing. It's not miracle of healing or miracle of love. Like, no, they are destructive miracles. And
And that is what he used to deceive people. Of course, when you know that this person can destroy you, you know go fear. Alright. Which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. Now remember, it was imperial pagan Rome that fell by the sword, but she was healed of her death stroke when she joined to the nominal Christian Church of Rome and incorporated paganism and Christianity, and thereby became the only Roman Empire which was to endure until Jesus came and destroyed her. That is the strength of the iron in the feet. That is how it will endure until Jesus came and destroyed her. Until that stone will hit the feet and destroy the whole image. Right. But Rome is not going it alone. Doing it alone. Her daughters are right with her, and she will take over absolute authority by the World Council of Churches. This may seem far-fetched to some, but actually, it is very plain for all to see, because right now, the churches are controlling politics, and at the opportune time, we manifest exactly how great is that control. Why is it that all these years they were insisting that all guests must wear trousers in the NYC? It's because the blind churches that they listen to have told them that nothing is wrong with it. That they can wear it. This little window time that we are seeing this judgment being passed is just a little window time. It will not last. I'm not saying that the people will not go, and we are praying that they will not appeal the judgment. But generally, when things get worse before we leave this place, when they give instruction, they don't burn you. You can't even carry them to court. Of course, the judgment in Nigeria. Who details the judgment? It's the government. When things are at loggerhead, if you push anything to Supreme Court, they will have to look up to presidency what they have in mind to know which judgment. Because they know that from Supreme Court, no further appeal. We are only speaking about things that are to be. They will come. They are coming. Jesus was talking to the disciples of his going away. And they feel sorrowful. This day I tell you, say sorrow has filled your heart. This one we said, he made some of you weak. It is a warning that the prophet gave us ahead of things that are to be. Now we have seen so many things that he never witnessed, that he has spoken of, and they are here with us. And there are more things ahead that we need to be warned. Nevertheless, there's nothing much that concerns if Holy Ghost filled Christians. A Holy Ghost filled Christian, he knows that the worst you can do is to cut his head. And he's prepared for the other one. Because by revelation, he knows that if this after tabernacle be dissolved, there is one already waiting. Not that will be formed. It's already waiting. Is following you anywhere you go, that once you step out of this one, you just step into that one, in the very next second, you are in that one. There is no missing gap, that you are going to be invisible, or you are going to be unknown or non-existing. Nothing like that. Amen. This may seem far-fetched to some, but actually we have gone beyond this. Right. The ecumenical move will end up with Rome at the head, even though the people did not envision it that way. This is so because in Revelation 17:3-6, he said that the all mystery Babylon is seated on the beast. She is controlling the last or the fourth empire. This Roman church is doing that with the world church system under our Rome. Under our Rome, we be controlling, and this image, which is church system now, WCC, will be obedient to Rome because Rome controls the gold of the world. Thus, all the people have to belong to the world church system or be at the mercy of the elements. For they cannot buy or sell without the mark of the beast in the hand or head. Listen now. This mark in the head means that they will have to take the doctrine of the world church system, which is Trinitarianism, etc. That is how to receive the mark in the head. You will have to receive the doctrines of the world system that start from Trinity and so on. And the mark in the hand, which means to do the will of the world church, with this great power, the church system will persecute the true bride. This image will try to keep the bride from preaching. These are things that are to be now. And teaching, etc. And ministers will be forbidden to give comfort and truth to the people who need it. But before the Antichrist in person takes over this complete world system of churches, The true church will be taken away from this world to be with the Lord. God will catch away his bride for the great marriage supper of the Lamb. Things that are to be. Office of breeze. Now we have to pause here now because it's already time. Yes. Maybe the next time now. We'll talk briefly about the boycott, the squeeze that is in prophecy. And then we talk about the third angel's message. After that, we'll come and give the final summary of the entire sermon. The revelation of the man of sin. What we have just said today is the movement of Satan's power from Rome to US, where the Pope that will come from the United States one day will be anointed. Because since that prophecy has come, this is the only time that prophecy came to the dot. That a Pope was elected from the United States. And because several other things are pointed out to this end time, then it's looking like the door is about closing. We see economy going worse. Every president come and say they want to repair it. They just add more sorrow to us. More trouble. They are campaigning again now for 2027. People want to come and rescue the nation. To their pocket. Is it rescue the world to do? When this president administration came there, they gave us parable.
It's possible to say we'll be a little hard, but in the end,
you are interpreting. Okay. You did not translate. You have made yourself an interpreter. You are interpreting what I say now. You did not translate.
Usually, when you have the mark.
He's a Yoruba adage. Pretty tariro la cola. But Toba Jinatan.
Once it's completely healed, comes a thing of beauty.
Now, tribal marks. When they want to give people tribal marks, it's very painful. Very painful. Bleed, different things. You know, you see, there are some tribes that the whole place is destroyed with tribal marks. Everywhere. Completely. But it is the old system of identification. So when this administration came on board, and they brought up policies, remove subsidies, and so on and so forth. And everybody is shouting and screaming. And they say they increase salaries. With the salary increased, if you have a vehicle, how many times in a month can you fill your car? Even if you don't drink pure water from that, only just filling the car, just to fill it up. That's why when the minister was preaching on Wednesday, we were talking about that you have to expand. Not just narrow, stay with one small narrow income without making extra effort, because it can't work today. One tiny salary cannot work for anybody. That is why there is sorrow in the face of so many people. Sorrow in many homes. People are sick, they cannot go to hospital. They cannot go and buy food in the market. Pap in the morning, gari in the afternoon, corn in the evening. Agbadolale. Is the policy that they say is going to make things fine? Which thing that has been fine? Now we have spent 2 years. They say the 2 years is still small. Look, there is nothing new that can come. Don't let us deceive ourselves. Nothing new can come. While we are still here, let's put our hope in God. That's one. Then labor with our hands. As Brother Paul said, he said, "Don't that steal, let them steal no more. But let them labor with their hands. If you are still healthy, you are not sick. Labor with your hands. Are you a man? You go sit down with salary of 40,000 per month. Some labors are collecting sometimes close to 10,000 in a day. You go and stay like a boneless somebody somewhere and be collecting, doing yes sir, yes sir, throughout the month for 30 days. How do you feed? How do you feed your wife? Go and do something. May God be our help. You don't deviate again. What is he? Where is he going? If you want to teach my revelation of the man, stay on your subject. I am staying on my subject. Other times are coming. Yes. May the Lord be our help. I went to watch one paper one day. To watch it, to watch it. FIFO. Engine inside, outside. They collected 15,000. To watch it, engine and everything. It's human beings that are there. When I look at them, I study them. One person will not go home less than 15,000 to 20,000 that day. And that is how they do every day. As bad as they are, you see work everywhere. Go and work. May the Lord be our help. I think I ruined my reputation today. Doesn't mean anything. I don't have any before. So don't worry. If one wants to have reputation in this place, he will never please God. He will be a compromiser. God bless you. Sanctuary, pure. 1933, that is how God gave seven visions to the prophet, and people thought it was unreasonable that some of them does not make sense. As we stand here, almost practically everything except one has come to pass. The only people that we escape the things that is coming on this earth is the bride of Christ. Those that have their names in the Lamb book of life, they are the sheep of God. When they hear his voice, they follow him. Other voices will they never follow. When we see things happening before our naked eyes on daily basis, God is God. He's making manifest what he has in his program. Every day they keep manifesting. Only one thing that God is requiring from us is to believe him, is to follow his instructions, is to receive his spirit in us and live for him. As for any situation that will come in future, we have a sure word of prophecy that supreme faith will give supreme grace, will give supreme faith for the supreme hour. No matter how tough it will be for anyway, Jehovah will stand for his own. The day-to-day trials we pass through now, it is the same Holy Spirit that give us the grace to pass through it. And we have testimonies. That same Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, he has promised never to leave us, nor forsake us. Remember, he is speaking to his children. He is speaking to the bride. He is speaking to those who have their names in the Lamb book of life. Make your calling and your election sure. Would there be someone that would like to remember the prayer? If you have a request for a need, lift up your hand to God. God hear it and answer it prayers. As we request the pastor to pray for us.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, you are the one that made the heavens and the earth, and you are in control of them both. There is no secret before you.
Oh, yes.
You know the ending from the beginning.
Yes.
We thank you because of this book that you are giving to mankind called the Bible. So common, so cheap in the market, and yet it contains your entire program for the entire world, from the beginning of the creation to the end, when all shall wind up. Father, we just want to thank you.
Yes.
And at a very particular point in time, you always sent a prophet to make known and vindicate a portion that is allotted for that age. We are happy to know that we are living in the last days.
Yes.
And the last messenger has been sent with the message to give to us understanding of this portion that pertains to us for this entire. That is what we have been listening to. The revelation of the man of sin. We are very grateful unto you that we have this privilege. It's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, by your calling, by your election. That's what made the difference.
Yes.
And that is what we are studying by. We are trusting, O gracious Father, the labor of your servant is studying, praying, preaching, bring these things, echoing them unto us, will never be in vain. We know it will never be in vain.
Yes.
Because they are meant for us.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
As I hope everywhere, for children on the altar, Lord Jesus, you know exactly what it is of everyone is. In fact, that is one of the vindications that you have made use of at this end time to prove to us that this man was sent by you.
Yes.
Because we told him, a time is coming that we know the thoughts of the heart. Just as you knew John, as you knew Peter, and knew him and knew his father, just as you spoke to the woman at the well, and so on and so forth. Heavenly Father, we have seen it manifested in our own day.
Yes.
That is why we have absolute confidence in this man that you have said to us.
Yes.
And it's not a faker.
Yes.
He has the interpretation of the scripture.
Yes.
Lord, we are very grateful.
Yeah.
So whatsoever those needs might be, those on the altar, those who raise their hands, don't pass any of us by.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, meet us at the point of our need.
Yes.
Get us ready and prepare, O God, for the 0 hour.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Grant it, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Master, you have taught us in your word that whatsoever things we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received.
Yes.
And then shall we have it.
Yes.
You say, whatsoever thing you ask the Father in my name, I will do it.
Yes.
Father, whatsoever those needs are, may you meet them, Lord.
Yes.
As many as are looking unto you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are the baptizer. May you fill them, Lord.
Yes.
Those for everything, may you refill them, Lord.
Yes.
Whatsoever those needs might be, may they turn to testimony.
Amen.
For your glory and for your honor.
Yes.
Thank you for warning us about the things that lays ahead. Our Master, we absolutely depend upon you.
Yes.
That each step we take in this journey may be ordered from above.
Yes.
When the enemy comes to you like a flood, may that be near us, O God,
yes,
to raise a standard against the enemy.
Yes.
Thank you, our Father.
Yes.
You are the author. You are the finisher of our pain. Absolutely, we depend upon you. And we know in you, there is no failure.
Yes.
There's no disappointment.
Yes.
They that put their trust in you,
yes,
will never be put to shame.
Yes.
Thank you, our Master.
Yes.
Blessed be thy name, Lord.
Yes.
Bless your servant that you have you replenished for the battle that has led you. While we move forward unto you for the last service for the day.
Yes.
Make it a blessed one more
time. Yes.
Thank you, our Master.
Yes.
In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. Yes. The Lord bless you. The convention meeting we want to hold, we shift it to 1 o'clock. And Brafunsho, the other meeting that we want to have will be in this place. So you just after about 10 minutes after we dismiss, bring the people that are concerned for the meeting. God bless you. And I'd like to say that once in a while we do put situations across and request for our support as individuals. It's because the Bible says we should bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. That is until we leave this place. So when we put information on the platform and we come to announce it, it's not for pastor or for associate or any minister or deacon. It's for the betterment of the congregation. The Lord bless you. Shall we rise? Hymn number 198. In these closing days of time,
it's coming back. Mm-hmm.